All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on a Way Back Wednesday? It's Walk Off or Walk Up. Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah, is it walk up or walk out? I guess it depends on the sport, right?
Yep. Walk up, walk off, walk up, whatever you got to do.
Walk out would be like wrestling, boxing, MMA. Walk right. up would be baseball.
No, walk up is for pitchers baseball. And walk out is for batters.
No.
Yeah.
No. Walk up, your batter is walk up also.
Walk out song.
Yeah, walk out is for combat sports.
All right, let's make it confusing. Before we get into that, Tyler is filling in for Nick. Nick is sick, so our shout-outs and best wishes for Nick to make a speedy recovery and get healthy. But we appreciate producer T. Scott joining us. That's his Twitter handle, too, if you want to join him, because you already know ours. But walk up, I would assume,
slash
is for hitters.
Out. Yeah, okay. See, that's what I said.
Yep. Walk out, I thought, would be for pitchers.
I thought
because
both.
They're walking out of the bullpen or walk wherever they are.
I just assumed walkout was for combat sports, MMA, boxing,
and that makes sense
wrestling.
Too because you're going through the whole parade through the crowd.
And then walk up is for baseball.
Walk up for baseball both. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the theme today.
Anything else, Tyler?
And Joel's going first, right? You got the first hour?
I can. Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's fine. That first song was not mine, obviously, as you know how it works. The first guy that goes gets 7 songs instead of 8. So we'll do that, and Tyler, I'll tell you which one to pull. But other than that, everything's good in the world except for the Astros lost last night, so why not start a game today at 12:10 so that we don't have to talk about that lost last night. But I
tweeted this out, and just to carry over from what we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the big scuttlebutt yesterday was Ken Giles.
Mm-hmm.
And people are already like, oh, what's wrong with Dallas Keuchel?
Saw that.
And I'm like, these are the same people, both the Ken Giles and the Dallas Keuchels and all this, everybody that's freaking out are the same ones that wanted Lance McCullers to be the closer. Like, just everybody relax, like settle down. It's not that big of a deal. Now, my buddy Connor Hogan was tweeting because I guess he thought I was talking about him because he got. You can always tell when someone thinks you subtweeted them because they get very defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even talking about him, even though I did see he was talking about Dallas Keuchel. But he was just talking about the fact that he's not spotting his fastball, that his velocity is down. And I haven't even looked up what his velocity is. My point is he's not getting the ground balls like he was. That's going to be a big issue for him because he doesn't have a blowaway fastball. So. I mean, I think these guys will be fine. Dallas struggled a little bit last year, and he was still fine.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing.
No reason to panic.
I saw what you were saying.
It's still April, mid-April.
I saw tweets last night going, isn't it crazy that if the playoffs started tomorrow, Dallas Keuchel would be in the bullpen, and Charlie Morton would be your starter along with...
Settle down.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Remember when Altuve got off to a slow start last year, too?
Yes.
Slow your roll, people. It's okay. He was pitching in cold temperatures. He's, as Barry mentioned, not a fastball pitcher. Therefore, it's tougher to spot your breaking ball because of the fact that it's cold with the ball in your hands. You're limited. It really does affect you. Take it from someone that knows. And I'm not anywhere close to a major league level, but it affects you from that regard. And that strike zone wasn't exactly conducive to him. He wasn't getting a lot of calls. They weren't going either way. But, you know, both pitchers struggled with control, and in some regards, the home plate umpire wasn't exactly consistent either.
No.
Blummer was calling him out because some of the pitches that were either being called strikes or balls, he was like, you could tell he was going to the truck and saying, show me the K-zone because that was awful.
Yeah, I mean, if this is June or July and they're still struggling, that's a completely different thing. But this is April. We're not even to tax day yet. You can't start freaking out about baseball players prior to tax day. You can't start freaking out. It's like, you know, you can't wear white before Labor Day or after Labor Day. You can't freak out before, what should we say, before 4th of July? You can't freak out about baseball players before 4th of July. That should be the rule.
Yeah, just let, no let, question just about it.
Chill out.
Like Yankees fans, too, were going off the deep end last night. And then,
well, they're freaking out about Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
You think so?
Yeah. He'll be fine.
Okay.
Did you see some of the players they were comparing him to with rough starts for the Yankees? Now, I realize that they also compared him to Roger Maris, who struck out 13 times in 1 year. And he struck out 16 times in 1 week. But there were a lot of players that got off to really bad starts for the Yankees that became Hall of Famers. So
I got one on the Astros.
Oh, who?
One, Carlos Correa, has already matched his hit into double play total from last year.
Oh, it's over. He's got no shot of doing anything this
Remember
year.
Remember when Bregman was 0 for a billion?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, this guy sucks! And then he's got what? Game-winning hits in the World Series? Yeah, he'll be all right. All these guys will be okay.
It'll buff out.
Yeah. It's called the mean, right? Everybody's going to regress to their mean or pick up to their mean. They're going to level off to their mean no matter what it is. Unless you lose it. But Dallas Keuchel is not at the age where you just lose it.
And it's a contract year. So you know what? You know you're getting his absolute best because he knows he's got to get paid. So it's one of those deals where, let some time pass before. Everybody, look, the bigger thing that you should be looking at, and not, again, not to press the panic button or worry about it, but the starting pitching's been fantastic. The bottom line is the bats have not been where they've been in the past year and a half, and they'll come around too. But they're not there yet, and so it's more difficult. But when you look at statistics, and it's exactly the way we said it was going to play out with this with these starting pitchers, Astros had the top starting before last night's game, the top rotations in baseball: Astros, Red Sox, Dodgers, Royals, Twins. Astros 6-2 from their starters with a 1.64 ERA. Second is the Red Sox 5-0 with a 1.7. So you got that going for you, and their sub 2 ERA. Best in baseball. Verlander, 7 shutout innings, 2-0. You know, there's a lot to be positive about. Just when the bats start heating up, you're going to be even better.
Did you watch any of that Red Sox Yankees game?
I saw the score. I checked once. And then I saw that on Twitter, everybody, when Aaron Judge went deep, even though they were down 5-1 after he did it, there was some great memes on Twitter about.
Some memes.
People, some Jim Nantz memes.
Yes.
People just like releasing all over themselves at ESPN because regardless of the score, Judge hit a home run.
Oh. My favorite.
And it was South Park.
I tuned in and this is my favorite thing about Red Sox Yankees, but really the fan bases. As soon as I flip over to watch the game, it's already, maybe it was 7-1. I don't know what the score was, but it was already out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Boston, and all you can hear is, Yankees suck! They're up 7-1, and they're doing the Yankees suck chant. And they did not stop, it seemed like, the entire game. They held up the Yankees suck chant. There's about 5 fan bases in baseball where you would go and hear that chant. It would be Boston, New York, Philly, L.A. and the Giants. And the L.A. and the Giants would do that against each other.
Yeah.
Philly is just, they would chant Santa sucks. But Boston and the Yankees are going to chant that against each other. But nowhere else do you get that, which kind of makes me sad. You go down to Minute Maid Park when the Rangers are in town, there's no Rangers suck chant. I want that. I want that so bad.
I will say this. There's been some fantastic fights already. So one of them I tweeted out last night, but upper deck fights in the Giants-Dodger series, as you mentioned, because that's nasty.
Oh, it's a nasty one.
Cubs, as I told you, it's like a Milwaukee. Home game when they go to Milwaukee, and I posted one, a kid in an Aaron Rodgers jersey and his buddies tried to take on a Cubs fan that was a older guy.
Oh,
I would
no.
say older guy, but these kids are probably maybe late teens, early 20s, and the guy is like in his 30s, 40s, a little thicker. Dude like pulls his shirt off.
Oh,
and throws a haymaker that sends the kid 3 rows down.
What?
Yeah. He just
How
punched
old was
the kid?
Like a 9-year-old?
I'll show you the video during the break, but no, he's probably in his teens, maybe 20s.
Oh, okay. So he was an adult.
But the kids kept egging him on. Every time they were kind of like breaking it up, the kids would be like taking little swings. And the guy finally had enough and just wound up and was like, oh, that's not going to end well. Kid in a Rodgers jersey goes skidding on his behind down 3 rows of seats. It's like, yeah, you don't look
I love the fight videos on the internet. You ever, especially the ones where they're like, you see some guys like, he's drunk, he's like, man, I'll kick your ass, man. And then all of a sudden he just gets mollywopped and knocked out. Those are the best.
Those are fantastic, yeah, and they happen more often than you think.
Yep.
So, all right, we're just getting started. It's a Way Back Wednesday. Our HR&P listener line open right now, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, and or you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Producer T. Scott, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Well, join us, won't you? We're just getting it going, so we'll be here for the next three. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict addicted to music. You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, as there normally is on our shows, there are curveballs and technicalities. So Barry is our number one of Way Back Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. Started off with my favorite song of all time, Eric B. and Rakim, I Ain't No Joke.
Mm-hmm.
That was Method Man's Release Your Delf. Did it curse, Tyler?
Third word in.
Yeah, MF-er. I told you, you got to get the clean version.
Well, you didn't specify
But you got
that.
It in time for it to not go out over
I'm
the air.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I had to specify the clean version of
Barry,
songs
you know
for the
work
radio.
In radio that-
yeah.
We need clean versions.
So I'm assuming that as the producer, if I give you a song, you're going to Google release your Delf clean version.
I copy and pasted and put clean and nothing came up.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. There's the version I have was clean.
You're disqualified.
No, you can't.
There it is. No. There it is. No. He's fitting right in as Nick.
This is horse bleep. No
you're
way.
You're DQ'd, he says, because no. Then he has a better chance of winning. He hasn't done his list yet.
Yeah, I haven't even done my list.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's just all going to be like
Pantera. Can I just
Pantera.
DQ myself? And,
it's just
it might be, actually.
Just Metallica. I was going to do Enter Sandman, but I'm like, I actually would never walk up to that.
Well,
or walk out to worry about
it because it's been taken care of.
Is that yours?
Yeah, because you know, a lot of, like when you were saying, a lot of mine is because playing college baseball, I walked out.
Yeah.
And so we did, to those kind of songs.
Bee Gees?
No.
Oh.
Thank you. So, Tyler, I was going to ask you anyway, but it's appropriate that you are with us. This Astros last event at the Dome thing, did you go or did you think about it?
No, I didn't even bother. Like they released the tickets like a month or two ago.
You had to apply online, and then you were approved. It was free, but, you know, of course, they want your information, all that anyway. But my buddy did it, and he's not even from here, but he thought, you know, he just wanted to see it, be a part, because he wasn't here when the Dome was alive and kicking, and he's like, I got a ticket for you, and I'm like, no, I got a lot going on at home, I can't do it, and he went anyway, and it was supposed to be, I think, from 5:30 to 8. On the 10 o'clock news that night, there was still a line around the building, and they were going to keep it open till I think almost midnight, and then I saw, like, from inside the building, all they basically did was take the floor of the Dome that still had some turf down, and they threw up like one or two of the lockers on how they looked. They threw up like a Robert Brazil jersey. They had the World Series trophy there with Jim Crane. Brazil was there. Some of the ex-Astros, I think, were there. But it was like you weave around the infield through like fenced off paths.
Yeah, you're going through like basically the thing that Conor McGregor threw under the bus.
Yeah.
They set those up, and it
like
just zigzagged.
Like the bike rack looking fences.
It just zigzags all the way across the field.
They set up dollies?
No,
before the dolly, he threw the, you know those guardrails that look like a bike rack?
The little handrail to...
Oh, he threw one of those?
Temporary ones?
I thought he threw a dolly.
He threw a dolly into the window. He threw the fence under the bus.
Oh, okay.
So the fencing, like the crowd control fencing that you see at stadiums. Yeah, I thought, why would anybody want to do
like
this?
I think they only had four tables, and on each table is just like memorabilia and stuff.
Yeah, a couple of baseballs.
So I went to the first time that they tried doing this.
Okay.
And the reason why they did the ticketed stuff is because the first one was such a cluster that we got there probably 5:30, and the line to get into the Astrodome to basically do that same thing was coming out of the entrance in between the Dome and NRG Center, went all the way around over to the Reliant Arena side, and then it actually doubled back down that street.
So let
in
me tell you,
Reliant and the
regardless of the pre-registration like online or not, it was that bad again, and that's why they kept it open till like midnight, so no one was turned away. But I asked my buddy, he goes, "Well, I got off of work early, so I got there like before 5:30." So he goes, "I waited in line an hour to get in the building, and then was waiting in line." I guess they had like an amusement park set up too, which I thought was bizarre. But he said, "You know, I was basically out of there by 8:30." He said, "But the line was still like hundreds upon hundreds. They are expecting like 30,000 from start to finish to have gone through the doors.
Yeah, I think
to get in there to see that stuff.
25 or 30,000 tickets. But the thing about the last time that they did it, it was like free for all. Like if you just showed up, you could go in, but." They this is why they did it, because the last time they shut the doors at 10, well after they were supposed to schedule
and
the
close. And they cut people off, didn't they?
They cut people off, and people were mad.
Is that serious,
so, babe? Of course.
You grew up here. Is it that serious to try and get one lack? We were laughing, but I echoed my sentiments to him, my buddy. I said, "You better get a tetanus shot," because I said, everything that I've heard and seen and looked at and know what that building's been through, unless they've done some major overhaul cleaning. He goes, "Well, it smelled good."
Well, I can tell you, like, on the broadcast last night, it was a big for the Astros.
Yeah.
They were reading all these fan tweets about how, what was your favorite memories of the Dome? And I'm with you, and I know Fred and AJ lament about this a lot on their show, and I don't know about the rest of the folks on the station, but I know the consensus kind of in the media is, well, it's just stupid. It's just a Dome. Get rid of it. Or at least here. I feel like that's what people say at this station. And I kind of feel that way, but I understand, because one of my earliest memories of sports is at an Astros game in the Dome. And I don't even remember the game. I just remember coming home and being excited about having gone to a game with my dad, and my mom saying, "Oh, I could hear you guys on TV." And I was like, "What?" She was like, "Yeah, I could hear you saying you had to go to the restroom the whole time." Like, obviously joking, I got it now. Right. But back then, it was just a big deal. I got a replica bat. And it just, I would sit out there in the yard with that replica bat and hit baseballs. And so that's
hit
a childhood.
Your friends with it?
No. But that's a childhood memory that I have of that place. But for me, I mean, I don't care. If the Dome's gone, that doesn't take my memory away. I still have it. But a lot of people, it's very sentimental. I mean, I saw one guy that said, "We used to go every day after school." This was on a tweet on the broadcast. He said, "We would go every day after school, buy $3 tickets and sit in the outfield and watch games with my buddies." And when you do that every day, and I'm guessing he wasn't, you know, I'm sure it was probably seventh, eighth grade or high school, but old enough to be able to do that, that's you're making serious memories with your buddies, and that means a lot to people.
A lot of them with family, too.
Whether you think it's, you know, which I'm like, meh, I don't care. But for a lot of people, yeah, they care about that. That's where their childhoods were formed or around them.
What's your memories, Tyler?
My memories of the Dome don't revolve around baseball or professional football.
Selena.
Because we actually got to play in there in high school football. So, like, all the playoffs went through there.
Right.
I think they ended up playing a state game there. We got eliminated, but that's neither here nor there.
No, it is.
We got
bad was it?
The kicker who kicks for the Saints, he shanked a field goal. And we also got ran over by Jamal Charles that same game.
What did you play?
I played tight end.
You were tied in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my buddy said that because he was like, he kiddingly said, "History. You know, all the history." And I go, "What history?"
It read was about all, it. If you like history so much,
he
read about
said
it.
The only, but then he kiddingly, but he said they even pointed out during the tour last night that the only major win in the building was Permian High School and Friday Night Lights team when, as you said, they played in the state finals there and that was their big win. From Friday Night Lights. But I was like, because there was a lot of disappointment. But I got here late, obviously. But I remember, like, the Astros games. I remember seeing Randy Johnson pitch in that playoff game and pitching that season, and that was amazing. I did see some Oilers games, and the crowd was crazy good. But, I mean, obviously I didn't grow up here, so I didn't have those kind of memories. Because I was going to ask you guys, like, just off the cuff as we started talking, and Barry said that, I was like, so is that your memory? That's your favorite memory of the Dome?
I wouldn't even say my favorite, because I have a bunch of different memories of the Dome.
Okay.
But it was the first one I had. And so it's kind of the one that I look at the most, the fondest memory I have. But I think that a lot of it is just, it's the sentimental side of having the dome, which is why a lot of people don't want it destroyed. But I don't know, man. I just feel like, I don't know. I have a lot of memories of, I mean, I played basketball on the floor of the Summit. Mm-hmm. And now it's a church. But I'm not like, oh, that's not right. That sucks. It's like, whatever. There's more popular, I guess, or more famous stadiums than the Astrodome.
Absolutely.
That.
But again, it's part of your history.
It is. It is. It's part of, you know, the Astros first, you know, when they came into being, were there. And but I don't know. I'm just not one of those guys.
If it was preserved like Wrigley Field and Fenway and old Yankee Stadium and things like that, and it was taken care of and it was still like used for.
But if it was as legendary as those, I don't feel like it is.
So even being the eighth wonder of the world, and again, you guys are educating me because I wasn't, you know, I don't understand it from being
Houston,
from here.
I think to Houston, it's a mecca. Outside of Houston, I think people marveled at the engineering of it, but it's not a Wrigley Field. It's not a Yankee Stadium. It's,
but I
it's
will
not
tell you, growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, like, I thought the eighth wonder of the world was cool. Well, I thought the eighth wonder of the world was so cool that that was the first dome stadium and all that. So it did have some kind of hype outside of Houston.
But, I mean, like, Wrigley was built in what? Like, the single digit
years? Yeah, like
years,
1909 or whatever
just,
it was.
And they continually add on or renovate, whatever. Yep. Astrodome was built in the 60s. Yeah. 65, whatever. Like,
it was more of a novelty than a historic.
Yeah, because it was significant being the first domed stadium.
Because then you had
ever.
The King
it was
Dome.
A first,
and
but it was like,
Yeah.
It wasn't the best.
Right.
Put it that way.
It was a novelty, but not to me, not a historic building, but a novelty building. But you know what? My view on it has changed as I've gotten older. I used to be a staunch. I mean, I got a shirt that says come and take it with the dome on it. But I mean, so I used to be a pretty staunch dome guy.
Yeah.
And I think as I've gotten older, I care less about whether it's gone or not because you're not taking away anybody's memories. And that's what's the important thing. You made memories there. That's great. If it's a parking lot or it's gone and replaced with something else or it's a theme park, the hell does it matter? Do you have no one's clamoring over the Summit? Where the Rockets won their championships?
Yeah.
And I think you should keep that before the dome.
People talk about Astroworld all the time. Like, why didn't you get up in arms about them tearing that down?
Exactly.
And turning that into a parking lot instead of the Astrodome?
Yeah, that's a good call. I mean, I just threw it out there because, you know, I've heard so much back and forth about it. And by the way, when you left, you got a button. So that was cool.
Oh.
Yeah, my buddy's like, hey, I got a button. I go, you can't get the 3.5, 4.5 hours of your life back.
You could have got that on eBay for $5.
Yeah.
Now, you said and I know we got to go to break, but you said you remember, eighth one in the world, that's cool. Think about this, though, in Milwaukee. If you would have heard they tore down Wrigley Field, you would have been like, what? No. If you would have heard they tore down the dome, you would have been like, oh, must have been old. I think it's two different things.
Yeah,
if I heard they were tearing down Yankee Stadium, I'd be like, that sucks. But if I hear that they're tearing down the dome,
and they but they did, you know, again, like to your point.
Yeah, well, that's what
point.
I'm saying.
Like, I went
if
to
you
old
could tear
Yankee
down
Stadium,
Yankee Stadium, you could tear down the
I
dome.
I went to old Yankee Stadium, and literally when you walked into the building and you walked on the concourse, which was concrete with all the old school, like, wood concession stands and things like, you felt the history. You felt that this was like a 19, early 1900s building. And then when you start thinking about the mystique of who played there, you could feel all that in the old building.
I tell you, I went to a game at Yankee Stadium and you're right. As soon as you walk in, you can just hear people calling you a sea sucker. It's just, and there's no one in the building.
Right,
you can just hear it from New York.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? Eric, Corey, good stuff. If you want to chime in, we'll be getting you on the other side here. But, yeah, I just kind of threw that out there. But if you guys do have anything you want to chime in on that, please feel free. Hit us up on the HRNP listener line or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. They're locally owned and operated. Their only goal is to make sure that your energy is provided to you with a great program, fair rates, and that you're going to stick with them a long time because everything makes sense. They're not going to try and screw you over. They're not going to pull the wool over your eyes. They're going to be 100% honest. And even if that means losing your business to cheaper competition, like a trusted friend, you can expect honesty at all times from them. When you call them, if you don't do it online and you just call them, you're going to get a human being, not an automated system. And they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to try and pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and how they can be a big assistant to you in getting you the right program. So check them out, infuseenergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8730. 732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You receive a $25 bill credit. And I'm telling you, I switched. And in the dog days of summer last year, they were saving me hundreds of dollars a month on my air conditioning bill, which I never thought was possible. So I am a personal spokesperson because I believe in what they can do for you. Check them out. Infuse Energy, 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
Wait, let me see, buy this. 650 is the mailing course. Follow the yellow brick road, cause I'm trailing on, hailing on. Test me, you best be a monster. Godzilla or gorilla, cause I'm illa, I'ma stomp you.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't want ear venereal disease.
Welcome back.
We're back. Barry wanted me to wear AJ's headset. I'm like, not happening.
I'm so used to Nick yelling hot in our ears. You got to be mindful with Tyler because he'll just go live and you don't know it. And
After the rejoin is whenever your mics go hot.
You got to look at that blue light. But we're having conversations up to that point.
Or you can turn your own mics on.
I'm still a little edgy and worried about when we go full video that someone's going to be paying attention to drop our audio so that we don't get like sold out for cussing and inappropriate language when we're trying to get stuff set up from segment to segment.
Yeah. I think that could be a problem.
Well,
I'm
you don't have to.
I don't care. Everyone knows you do it anyway.
You do it on the air.
By the way, that's true. I just spent the last 20 minutes looking at Dallas Keuchel velocity charts.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy Tyler.
Thanks for not saying velo.
He got on me for saying velo at the break.
I didn't get on you.
He made fun of me. I admit it. I'm a dork.
It's overused.
I'm a baseball dork. Just as an example, in his, 2015 when he won the Cy Young?
What was his B-low back then?
His two-seam fastball was 90.1. It is currently this year at 89. Last year was 88.7.
Every mile counts.
His four-seam fastball, 89.6. It's 89.2. Not a significant drop overall. So I don't think velocity is the thing you got to worry about. It's location when it comes to Keuchel. It's location, location, location. Is he down in the zone? Is he down and away from right-handed hitters? Is he down and away? I mean, with Keuchel, it's all about spotting his fastball.
Yeah, I said at the start of the show, and in that weather, it's tougher to spot and be accurate and get the spin rate with your breaking pitches. So, unfortunately, Stros are playing right now down 2-1.
There's another guy you got to worry about. Base is loaded. He's collapsing as we speak.
Yeah, it was 1-0.
It's time to
trade
Keuchel and McCullers. Package a deal. Maybe they can trade him for J.J. Watt in the dome.
Oh, you're just stirring it all up.
Right?
Now.
What if we did that? What if we, because everybody wants to trade J.J. Watt? We should trade J.J. Watt for the dome.
Fred's coming in.
I know.
Fred's not going to be happy. Hey, and I was going to say the one other thing I noticed about this dome party thing, because of how uneventful it was, but how many people went. There was a woman who dressed up in her, she still had, and she still fit into, her original Usher uniform.
Nice.
And it was like a stewardess, as the Jetsons imagined it would be, only in real life. It was like gold lamé, kind of, you know, that crinkly fake, like, leather-looking material. It was like that kind of gold stewardess outfit with some weird headgear, like little mini hat thing. But that's, I guess, what the ushers were wearing.
I think the one cool thing that I saw was Bob Ford,
the PA guy.
Yeah. He went up to the press box and he did the welcome to the eighth wonder of the world, the Houston Astrodome, home of the Houston Astros, in his PA voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded cool. And that's about the only cool thing that I
Was the old scoreboard, does that still work?
No.
Or was that gone?
No, I think they They tore that.
That was the other thing I remembered, because from the Bad News Bears, I remembered how cool it was they were playing there and that that scoreboard was badass.
Let's take these calls. Corey's been waiting.
You're chuckling by yourself over there. I thought you had something to add to that.
No, because LFA tweeted us and said, I want to start the Bleep the Rangers chant.
I saw that.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, boy.
I want that to happen. Man, Astros aren't looking good. Let's go to these calls.
Let's go to the calls.
Corey wants to talk Astrodome. Corey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? And for the record, before I get into this, I am absolutely pro F the Rangers chant.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Notated.
So when it comes to the Astrodome, my best baseball memory of all time was me sitting there with my father and my grandfather. We used to live in Phoenix in 2001 when Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling took on the Yankees. And we had seats in that World Series game. That used to be called Bank One Ballpark.
The Bob. Yep.
The Bob, exactly. Now they've changed it to Chase Field. I don't care. I have my memories of me, my dad, and my grandfather. Get over the damn dome. Get over it. Enjoy your memories with the people that you were there with. It's just a building.
Okay. Good stuff, Corey.
It's just a building.
No, appreciate the call, brother. Yeah, so that's one sentiment for sure that I was surprised that we're getting. I thought we'd get a whole lot of sentimental people, especially based on, like you said, the tweets last night during the game. There was a lot of family memories built in with the no-hitters and the experience, the Oilers and all the other stuff. But it was all primarily, for obvious reasons, was Astros focused last night.
That's the thing, though. I mean, even if they tear it down, how many people go by the dome now? How many people actually go, hey, you know what? Remember that time we were at the Dome and Selena played and we made out and I felt up your shirt and then we got married? Let's go drive by the Dome and relive that. Let's go stand in the parking lot and I'll fill up your shirt and then we'll just relive those memories. Nobody that you have the memories. You don't go by the Dome at all. If it was gone, guess what? No one's going by there now to see it. You may pass by it and accidentally see it or go to Reliant and see it then, but nobody's like, oh my God, we got to take, you know, a trip. It's not Mecca. People aren't taking trips this, just
if you're
to go.
A foreigner.
Let's go make out in the parking lot.
I say a foreigner. If you're from out of state.
Oh, that was a poor choice.
Yeah, well, not like that way. I'm saying
the rock group,
everyone outside the country of Texas is a foreigner. Oh, but I'm saying, true. So you're a foreigner. You're an outsider. You're someone from another state and you come to Houston.
By the way,
do you not want to see the Dome?
That was the most Texas thing you've ever seen.
I know.
that was by far the most Texas. You are definitely a Texan.
See,
now,
but I got there finally.
That, God, that's something
still
I would
not
say.
Wearing a hat, buckle, or boots. But so if you're not from Texas and you come to Houston, you don't think one of the things you want to see is at least drive by the Dome?
I mean, yeah, and how long does that last? Get 6-1 now.
Yeah,
Jesus,
boy,
Astros.
McCullers, not good.
Yeah, you drive by it, but okay. You know what you're probably looking at more than the Dome is Reliant because it's so much bigger and more awe-inspiring than the Dome is now. If the Dome was by itself like it was in the 70s, yeah, when you get here, you want to go see it. But now you want to see Minute Maid. You want to see all the other stuff.
NASA,
you don't care about
the
Dome anymore.
Stuff too.
People aren't traveling to Houston to see the Dome. If you happen to pass by it on the freeway,
well, that's why
then
I'm
they're
asking.
Like, okay.
I want answers like this. All right. Eric, you've been waiting a while. You want to get in here. Eric, what's up?
Yeah, this guy equating the Bob to the Dome. Come on, Corey. You're better than that. Arizona Diamondback baseball. Give me a break. Anyway,
awesome.
I had good memories of the Dome. It was a pretty cool Dome until Bud Adams took out the cool scoreboard and put more seats for the crappy Oilers. But there's a lot of events that happen in the Dome. You know, Selena, the rodeo, Muhammad Ali, WrestleMania, you know, Bobby Jean versus Billy King.
He brings
up
a good point.
That place is historic.
UCLA.
And, yeah, I was going to say UCLA Cougs and NBA All-Star game.
It was more than just the baseball part. You know, it was the Dome. It was like everybody wanted to go there. And I broke into it a few years ago when it was closed down. I broke into the fence and we went in there and took some pictures.
How big were the rats that looked like cats?
They're pretty big, but they're pretty good eating.
Okay. All right, Eric. Appreciate the call, bud.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, okay. I realized that. I know there was a lot of historical things there, but so what?
And my rebuttal and to
so we can
kind
never
of
tear it down.
Go along with your point is
you made that hand motion with your hand like you were
because
cleaning a sausage.
Because I think it's dumb. Like half the
salt,
people
pepper
who.
Shaker.
Yeah.
half the people who are clamoring to keep the dome didn't witness any of that stuff. They never saw Muhammad Ali in the dome. They didn't see Billie Jean King in the dome. Like, Elvin, who cares? Watch a YouTube video of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I'm with you.
Well, and the thing is, at least what they're doing with it now, if you can't completely knock it down, is the shell will give you the memory of what it looked like on the outside, but the inside hopefully will be a more usable facility that's more modern than hearing all the horror stories about the bacteria, the rats the size of cats, and all the other things. I think it was Berkman that was on that was talking about the fact that they were playing catch under the bleachers one day, and the ball went rolling, and they thought it was a cat, and then they found out it was a rat, and then they thought it wasn't a good idea to play under the bleachers anymore.
Yeah. That's, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a bloodbath.
Logan Morrison just took McCullers deep. This one's not looking good. This could be the first series of the year the Astros drop.
It's going to
be. This was the rubber match. Yeah. Oh, you don't have faith in five innings left or four innings left?
No.
All right. You want to get Scott before we go to
break? No, we got to go to break. It's 1:45.
All right, Scott from Deer Park. Hang on a second, brother. We will get you on the other side of the break. We'll continue to talk about the dome and other things. We got a full plate. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. You know Mike and Tammy Gus. They've been doing it for over 15 years here in Houston. And they want you to stop by. Whether you got a problem with your wheels and tires or you just want to kind of upgrade the overall look and feel of your vehicle, they are here for you. Their family's owned the business for 30 years. They have personally owned it for over 15. And they are definitely customer service focused with you guys in mind. If you have wheel and tire issues, like the name says, they can take care of you. In most cases, most of the big name stores are just going to tell you immediately, you got to replace that tire, you got to replace that rim. That's not necessarily the case. They can save you money and they can fix both without having to replace them. They can just repair them. But if a replacement is needed in their warehouse, which is located right by their shop at 290 and 34th Street, they have stock rims. So if you have a brand name car that's recently off the lot, they can have those rims and have them back on your car that same day. You don't have to wait. You don't have to get a rental car. It's all taken care of. And while you wait, comfortable waiting room, leather furniture, big window so you can watch your vehicle being worked on, and your technician's going to come in throughout the process and communicate with you. It's just the way they do business. They also do lift kits. They do lights, step-ups for your SUV or your pickup truck. They do Kevlar wraps to make that completely unique look to your car. All the different pictures are on AmericanWheelAndTire.com if you want to see what they have done to other cars in the area. But just check them out, 290 and 34th Street. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
They were playing this at the Dome when the backup tight ends were announced in high school football, and Tyler Scott came running out of the locker room.
That's such a good song.
CCR's good.
Yeah, I dig it.
Lisa's dad's a big fan.
Oh, of CCR?
Yeah.
I kind of got into, way back Wednesday, got me like really digging into Southern Rock. I'll tell you two things, two confessions. One, way back Wednesday has really made me explore other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I was talking to Tyler about this yesterday, briefly.
Without fighting?
About Greta Van Fleet and how they're just a ripoff of Led Zeppelin. But you know what it made me do? It made me go listen to Led Zeppelin because I was never really a Zeppelin fan.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm not a big rock guy anyways, but it made me go listen to Led Zeppelin. Like I was listening on the way home going, damn. They got a lot of good songs. I get it. I see the hype behind Led Zeppelin.
Legendary for a reason.
Yeah. But, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, CCR, kind of, I don't know. I got into all that, so I've been jamming on that a lot lately. But this would definitely be. But I like this song even before I really was trying to explore.
John Fogerty with that unique sound. They had a lot of good songs. Yeah,
so
definitely.
Good.
All right. Scott's been waiting a while. Scott from Deer Park, we haven't heard from you in a long time.
What's up, playa?
Hey, Joe. Hi, y'all. That's new, man.
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Not much. Hey, the dome stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I took my grandmother there, and she was a lifelong Cubs fan. She never got to go to Wrigley. She got to see the Cubs in the dome. We played there, you know, UMH played there, et cetera, et cetera. On the older pep rallies, but I'm a lot like these other folks. I don't need that shell to remember that stuff. It's just it's a memory. And I guess because I'm a little older than most of the folks calling in, you know, it just doesn't mean that much. Anyways, it's Houston, man. We tear down everything. Anything significant, we tear it down, you know, so they can build something new. I guess I'm just a little bit jaded about it, but man, all the money they spent on that thing, and it's still a rat hole. I don't see it. I don't have, we played there, so you know, I just don't know what the deal is. But anyways, guys, it's good to talk to y'all. I'm gonna try to go to the golf course. It's a pretty afternoon.
Hit him straight, brother. Hit him straight.
Have fun, dude. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's
no
a beautiful
doubt.
Day to go golfing. Yeah, I'm with you. It's just memories. OU Mike wants to talk about the Astrodome.
Now, wait a minute. Before we get to OU Mike.
Oh, boy.
El Jefe sent us a tweet. Tyler, Maybe you can verify this, but El Jefe's tweet says that OU Mike came out today on their show.
Hmm.
What does that mean, Tyler?
That was our first caller, Eric.
Uh-huh.
That was actually Eric masquerading as OU Mike. They are at odds with each other, and they're using the Raheel and Dell show as a vehicle for their fight.
Eric and OU Mike are?
You guys have
a lot of them on that show. What is it? There's like two Hispanic dudes that argue all the time via
Nestor
phone
and
calls.
And La Raza.
No.
That's more on
La Raza, not Nestor.
And, yeah. Nestor.
No, it's La Raza and somebody else.
No, it's them too.
Well, this is like, so they use the Raheel and Dell show, like you guys use Twitter when you guys fight.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. Get your boy in
here. OU Mike, what's up, dude?
Man, I wanted to talk about the Astrodome.
Okay.
I guess we could tear it down. It's just a memory, but, you know, we all know this guy that he's like, I'm like, what did you get that tattoo for? Oh, it helped me remember yesterday. I'm like, what? You don't remember yesterday? But what I wanted to get out is like the memories of Buddy Ryan punching Kevin Gilbride, the fun stuff like that.
That's a good memory.
Evel Knievel. Yep.
That's a great one.
Why don't we just tear down Mount Rushmore, stuff like that, too? It just rocks. So, what's this thing about Eric?
Yeah, apparently, Mike, are you beefing with a dude named Eric?
Eric Wong?
Not that I'm aware of.
The guy that you were talking to yesterday on Raheel and Dell.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. He graduated from a class of like four people, and at their two-year reunion, nobody remembered who he was. That's kind of like I am.
There it goes. Yeah, that took a while, but at least we got some quality out of OU Mike today.
That's funny. I do like.
He's right. I forgot about all the cool monster jams and stuff in there.
Evel Knievel was a big deal back in the day.
I saw Bigfoot.
It doesn't surprise me at all that OU Mike is an Evel Knievel fan. By the way,
I agree with you.
Not shocked in the least.
Dude, if you were a kid and you grew up late 80s, early 90s, you're a fan of Evel Knievel.
Remember the toy where you wound it up and then you could jump it over things?
And his hands were connected to the motorcycle,
yeah,
but his feet would come off.
Right, yeah, because that was one of the things he would do.
Yeah, but I wasn't a big fan. I was more of a Dukes of Hazzard guy. Moe, Houston Family Nutrition, said, can we at least all agree to tear down that random house in front of Minute Maid? Absolutely not.
That's a historical landmark, is it
not?
Yeah,
you're not tearing that down.
But they did move it. I thought that they picked it up and moved it.
They picked it up and moved it, and I think they're going to move it again.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Soon.
Yeah, but it was like representative with the train station and everything else that it was things that they were going to preserve.
Jamel said, the main memory my dad brings up about the Astrodome is Madison versus North Shore with Vince Young.
Yep, I've heard about that.
I remember watching that.
That's
on
a
TV.
Good one. Isn't it crazy that in this part of the country, you can include a high school football game along with all of the memories of professional sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can assure you back
home. And it's
home.
Nothing. Like, some places people might be like, well, that's high school. That's silly. Not down here, man. That was a big deal.
I can assure you back home, no one cares about the NFL offensive linemen that push people around in high school.
Right.
They don't know high school football like that. That's a very uniquely Texas thing that's very cool. Their love of high school football and how big it is.
Suna Kun said, do you think people are still pissed off Astroworld is gone?
There are some people that are still red-assed about it. I completely think that's true.
Yeah. A lot of people took offense to that guy comparing Arizona's
Bankwan
Ballpark. Ro Pimpin was like, bleep that guy.
Yeah.
You're comparing the Dome to Bankwan Ballpark? And then he said, best thing to ever come out of that Arizona ballpark is that porn landing strip walkway from the mound to the batter's box.
Jeez.
He called it a porn landing strip? That's amazing. All right. That's funny.
Okay. We got one in the books, two to go. 2 hours left of the big show. Don't go anywhere as we continue to roll
miss breaks.
Through.
Oh.
Well, the Astros have scored again, so it's 8-2. Barry, no. Don't give up hope yet. Keep
it's
up
over.
Alive.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with the second hour of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Yo, yo, who put this thing together, huh?
Me, that's who. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Earnings vary based on your effort.